We just heard it.
Why am I getting nothing out of this? Why is this accomplishing nothing? I feel nothing.
I'm gonna tattoo a curved sword on your left arm, a rose on your right shoulder, and the words U.S. Marines on both forearms. And I'll do it all for $10. What do you say to that?
Make it $8 and you've got a deal.
Selection. What? Favorite artist on it.
For Wildside Update, this is No Avail.
Oh, that's smashing!
Don't say smashing.
All Mac Productions. In association with Wildside Studios. Present the oddest audio assemblage ever committed to tape.
Will some of you gentlemen carry Mr. Vale's body into another room?
What do I give him? I laugh when he does. I drink when he does. I give him a pow with lips to kiss and shoulders to hug. I give him a dream made out of perfume and soft light. I jazz all the dullness out of his soul for him.
I believed you. I've thrown away my whole life.
You didn't throw it away. You put it in a safe deposit box. And now, you've lost the key.
Three 369 minutes, Bob. That's all it took to record this.
Here at the Brian Jones Aquatic Sports Arena, where several members of the East German women's swimming team are in Los Angeles as part of an athletic exchange program. I've been watching these girls work out, and believe me, they're going to be hard to beat. Olga Schwinkter, the team captain and backstroke champion, has agreed to talk with us. Olga, can you come out here for a moment and speak with us? Olga Schwinkter, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us, Olga. You look terrific.
Danke, Ben.
Well, welcome to L.A.
Danke, we are very pleasured, of course, to be here.
That's terrific. Have you had a chance to see any of our fair city?
There are 19 of us, including the chaperonette.
I see. Well, tell me, what's your training schedule been like since you hit the big city?
I am 22, and I am studying to be a mechanical engineer.
Great. Tell us this then, Olga. I'm sure we're all interested. Are you a radiation mutant, or is your mother having an affair with a gorilla?
I think the Americans will again be our strongest competitors this time, too.
Well, I'm sure our viewers would be interested to know how many hormone shots you take on an average day, big guy.
Oh, I don't know. I guess the biggest difference is between the things in our stores. Over here, you have many more different types of...
Screaming midgets.
Thank you. Screaming midgets.
Well, it's a shame they don't have Olympic tree swinging here, big fella.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps to get married and have a family.
Well, I'm sure you'll make some lucky guy a fine pack horse someday, Olga.
In other news, federal narcotics agents today raided a house near the university where they arrested three men and seized 2 ounces of marijuana with a street value of $35,000.
Well, you can thank the bureaucrats of the Federal Food and Drug Administration for that.
Muddy knees have set me all a quiver. Muddy knees have got me all aglow. Muddy knees have sent me for a paper to a newsagent near here that I know.
Wildside for October 13th through the 17th. I've got a lot of stuff to do in your ear this week, because I know you're the kind of person who likes that sort of thing. But before I go on, for all the people who called in about the animal freefall segment in last week's show, really, you can stop worrying, because the elephant is just fine. The Volkswagen was totaled, however. Anyway, moving right along.
Hello, this is Paul Mack. Remember me? I'm listening to The Wild Side right now because it's always been my favorite line at 761-3330.
Well, darn, this isn't the Pizza Hut? I thought this was the Pizza Hut when I called. Well, gosh, this is going to take an awful long time if you don't respond until Sunday to get my pizza back. Don't you think it's going to be kind of cold and stale and kind of unedible by that time? This is something that ought to be reported to the Better Business Bureau and the Health Department.
Yeah, well, you don't scare me, pal. Besides, those bureaus and departments would have to stand in line behind the other bureaus and departments suing the Wild Side. Yeah, that's right. There's the American Medical Association suing us because we haven't cured one caller, and the Banking Association sued against our exceptionally high interest rate, the U.S. Board of Comedy, the United Pseudo-Intellectuals Guild, the International Ear League, the offspring of the children of the sons and the daughters.
Paul Mack. This is Susie Q again. Please don't leave us. Paul and I started to leave a minute ago. I got interrupted and I had to hang up. I would like to please leave it over again. Oh, this is concerning the Bill Cosby show. Well, did you know that thing sweeped the board on getting the awards when it was on TV, you know, the other day, you know, 2 weekends ago? And what I want to say about it is, if you noticed, there was a lot of people up there, you know, giving their thanks and everything. Well, there was one person. And he's, you know, actually the main guy of the show, because without him it wouldn't have had all the awards. His name is Jay Sandridge. Well, he's related to a friend of mine, okay? A friend of mine is his daughter, okay? And, well, he's a real son of a bitch. He's a real creep. He's real inconsiderate. He didn't even take, he had like about 4 tickets to the awards. And he took his new wife, and he took her children, and didn't even take his own children to the thing. And he has 2 sons and a daughter. And he's a real creep, Jay Sanders. I just like to say, Jay Sanders, the director of the Bill Cosby Show, is inconsiderate. He didn't thank his family. He didn't thank his mother, who I met. She's a dear lady, old lady, and he did not thank anybody. His father, who was Marky Sanders Senior, that used to do a lot of Fred Astaire movies and 77 Sunset Strip and Hawaiian Eye and stuff like that years ago, who is now dead. And he's a creep, and boycott the Bill Cosby Show. It's terrible. I don't like it. And he won't even give his own 2 sons and daughter, who are also actors and an actress, any jobs on the show. So he's a real inconsiderate creep, and Bill Cosby Show's no good. Bill Cosby's a real creep, and all he talks about is his pudding pops and stuff. And he's also very rude to people, because he met a few friends of mine. And so, anyhow, again, William Wilde, I'd like to thank you again. This is Susie Q from Malibu. And by the way, Bob 213, I love you. Bye now. Thank you.
Okay, Susie, let me see if I got this right. You want us to boycott the Bill Cosby Show, even though it's one of the genuinely funny shows to come around on television in the last several years, even though Bill Cosby himself is a very funny man. Even though there's a whole handful of actors earning an honest living making a funny television show for us all to watch, even though the director, as you pointed out, was responsible for this show receiving a great many Emmy Awards because of its high quality, you're suggesting that we put all of that aside because this particular director did not, at this particular Emmy Awards ceremony, invite his children, who probably have already been to an Emmy Awards celebration and probably even seen him receive an Emmy in the past, for which he may have, in fact, thanked his Taylor and his parents and his children and everyone else in sight. Now, I don't really want to debate whether this guy's an asshole, because he might very well be, and it's not the point. The point is that that's really a lousy reason to boycott a show that is actually very good. Of course, it's all a matter of opinion, Susie.
Yeah, William, this is, or Bill, or whatever this is, Mark Kelly calling, and hope things are going pretty well. And I would like you, if you would please, it won't take too long, when you can, to just give me a call real quickly, or to give Bob a call. My number here is area 213, but I'd want to talk to you about something, I want to check with you on something. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, folks, I know that that wasn't the most inspiring comment you've ever heard, but it did give me the opportunity to answer a question that's been brought up a few times over the last couple of months. Yes, you can leave your telephone number on the input line, and no, it will never be played on the output tapes. As you just heard with Mark's comment, I'll always just edit those little puppies out of there. And you can rest assured that your number won't end up on an output tape with you getting strange phone calls at all hours of the night from even stranger people.
Bells. Well, I mean, listen to Round, folks. The lyrics weren't printed. Just listen to it. I'm answering Ram. When I heard Ram, I immediately sat down and... that was your first mistake to do. You took your lucky break and broke in. Whose lucky break? We believe that we can't be wrong. Well, I believe you could possibly be wrong. But you
get a free t-shirt, call 1-800-432-8886. Pretend you are a smoker. Clothe your naked body. Bye-bye.
What is the problem with all these phone lines? They're either always busy or they're down. Let's get working on it, shall we? This is Bob. B-O-B.
Hello, this is once again Paul Mack from Administration. You know, it just occurred to me that the gentleman that left that previous comment, and I tried to reach him before the damage was done. However, it occurred to me why he thought that... most probably the Wild Side was also among the critical feedback lines. Well, yes, my friend, we are not down, and usually if there's a problem, like if William Wild has a problem, we do make tapes over here. Myself, I have a lot of programming to pull and can provide. However, I think a lot of you probably know by now that when you call in 761-3330, and hear that outgoing thing at the beginning where the lady comes on and says, the number you have reached is 761-3330, and calls are being taken by 761-0333. You know, please make a note of it. Don't hang up. Listen, because if you'll wait, the music comes on, and I come in and say, hello and welcome to da-da-da-da-da. So that young gentleman obviously thought that he was getting one of those referral recordings, and it's like, oh, this is bullshit. Calls are being taken by the input line. We're not going to hear any output. It's not working. What's going on, people? Well, I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with your telephone line. Please refer to... Yeah, so just listen longer and wait to see if the damn thing repeats before you... And obviously, I mean, I got sound effects going on that puppy, you know? And the... You won't get that kind of clarity on your average referral recording. I mean, you're listening to that puppy and Max out. Wouldn't you be suspicious that it was something other than a referral recording that had to be Max sound?
Well, I just wanted to make this point, and, you know, I'm getting a little upset here because a lot of people are thinking, you know, I'm okay, I'm Paul Mack, right? And I'm sorry to be taking up your time, Lee, but let me just tell you really quickly, guys, that I'm making a whole bunch of brand new opening recordings. So we're not going to have to put up with this, okay? We're not going to even be worried about it. I mean, it's not going to be no big deal. I mean, I'm going to hang up now, so don't worry about it, okay? All I want to say is that that guy is a loser because he didn't wait to hear the whole recording. Thank you very much. This is administration. Goodbye.
Paul, you know, you really ought to learn to communicate, be more open with your emotions. Keeping everything capped up is really not healthy, you know.
Pat Dillon, Paul, that was one of your best lead-ins. And listen, I don't know which of those I am, but I have something very important, Paul. I know you like yourself, Dale and Paul, the most. So here you go. This is for you.
Four ends of a silent Q.
Gee, I wish I'd have said that. Everybody's repeating it around the club.
Yeah, it's Karen Grateful Dead and Devon. And first of all, Mr. Fun Bro, you know, I couldn't agree with you more on Coke. And, it was really great hearing your voice again. I went to the country club last Saturday night to see three metal bands. The first one being, oh, I've forgotten their name. The second one was Steel Soldier or Stone Soldier. And the third band, the band I mostly went to see, was Odin, O-D-I-N. Lead singer's name is Randy O. And this band is just great. It's the third time I've seen them. They're a real happening band. They started off with my favorite song by them called The Writer, and you can find Odin's album at any record store. Just ask the person behind the counter. They're a great metal band. The guitarist and the bass player have incredible looking guitar and bass shaped like a big O for Odin. And it was just great. The crowd was really great. Everyone seemed to be enjoying themselves. I'd like to recommend a band that's coming to the Country Club on November 9th, the day before my birthday, and it is Leather Wolf. They'll be playing with Rockne. That is spelled R-O-C-K-N-E. We will not be disappointed. Both bands are really good, especially Leather Wolf. One more thing. I saw Bad Boys last night. It was the first time I saw it. But that movie was pretty sad. A lot of it is unbelievable because when you're in juvenile hall, they have strict lockup. And they weren't, I'm sure they're going to leave the guys' rooms unlocked. I mean, that is too unbelievable. But hey, that's Hollywood for you. You're allowed to do whatever you want in Hollywood in the movies. Nothing much more to say, except have a good one, and have you seen the new Twilight Zone? I think it's a really good show, and Miami Vice is cranking still. But who stays home on Friday night? I'm not in jam. This has been Karen Grateful Dead. Bye.
Who else but me, administration, calling again? Don't I love it, though? Seriously, I don't need to tell you all that I have a lot of mirrors around my place, and I've lost count on how many years bad luck by now, because, of course, every time, hey, I look into one of those puppies, ba-boom-a-dee! Thank you. Anyway, Karen, sweetheart, baby, love stuff. Anyway, I want to tell you, I hope you're not discouraged or upset. I haven't had a chance to check the console yet, but I don't believe we have had anything as of yet come in on the thing. No, we haven't, actually. So before you have a chance to reply and say Paul's a geek, always has been, and before I have a chance to back you up on that theory, I like to say no hard feelings, of course, Karen, and you can go on smoking whatever kind of beer you like. I really don't care. But I do have some interesting bit of tidbit or something like that for you here that you might be interested in, just to prove that my feelings aren't hard. Okay. I'm laughing tonight, folks, because, you know, I'm just so impressed by that outgoing message. It's really for the dogs. Anyway, okay, Karen, the Grateful Dead and Merle Saunders have something in common. That's right. They both participated in the writing of the brand new Twilight Zone theme, which can be heard each and every Friday night on CBS at 8 p.m. and, of course, at 9 p.m. or close to it on the closing credits. That's right. A little bit of trivia for you guys, and especially you, Karen, in case you didn't know it. The Grateful Dead and Merle Saunders, not to be confused with the Colonel, have written the Twilight Zone theme. And it's based loosely on Marius Constant's original theme. You know, the you know, you've heard that a billion times, right? But personally, I mean, not that I have anything against the Dead or anything. I mean, I have a lot of relatives up at Forest Lawn, but I don't think the new one is the theme that they've used now was as good, and this was before I looked and saw, you know, Grateful Dead in the credits. But hey, well, that's the way it goes. You know, I mean, we can give them our bodies, we can give them our shirts, but we can't give them our comment lines. Right, William?
Right, Paul. Wrong, Paul. I mean, wait, well, I'm not even sure I know what the hell you're talking about, Paul.
Anyway, this is Paul Mack, winning many awards for his brilliance and time and talent, saying that, well, there's not much you can do about my comment being on this line because, after all, I am administration. Thank you, GBF something, and in the mortal words of nobody, good night. That notion just crossed
my mind. Yeah, hello, William M. Paul. This is Karen, Grateful Dead, and Divine Flux. And first of all, I know I already left the comments this week, but I got two things to say. And I hope you play them. After all, you play more than one comment from Bob Hollywood. But in any event, I do want to apologize to those of you I might have upset by leaving that broadcast joke. It was pretty tasteless, and I shouldn't poke fun at somebody that, you know, was dying of a serious disease. And he is now dead, you know, and I just feel kind of bad about it, you know. So if I offended anyone, I didn't mean to, you know, I didn't mean to come off that way. So if you guys can't accept my apology, then fine. And if you can't, well, then, you know, that's your own head trip. This has been a comment from Karen Grateful Dead, the Divine Flood.
It's Doug, D-U-G, Doug. Not to worry, Mr. Whoever you said your name was, leaving your first comment and calling back to leave another straight away. Not to worry. I call so often, I leave so many comments, they don't even play them all. But they have been playing at least one a week, for which I am ever so grateful. This is yet another one I've left this week. I don't know how many I may have left already. I leave so many, I'm thinking of starting to leave more comments under an assumed voice. The movie high on my list of priorities is Jagged Edge. And some Japanese biography. I just can't tell you how grateful I am that you play my comments. Someday I hope to be propelled to the heights of fame and the phone lines. But then I've always thought I was the center of the universe.
That was 12 fucking.
Well, this is Dave and John from Arizona, believe it or not. We've got a film review. Don't go see Day of the Dead. It's a ripoff.
It's not. Don't listen to him. It's a pretty good movie. It's kind of gross, but it's got some funny stuff.
You don't know what you're talking about, man. This movie is a ripoff. It's totally against everything zombies stand for.
No, it's no, what? The they zombies. Wake up and they go around and they kill everybody.
That exploiting the zombies.
It's clean fun. They go around and they chop up everybody.
Zombies are being exploited in this movie. And I'm here to talk about the rating system of these movies. And I think they should rate the movies better because zombies want to be heard. That's all I can say. All right? I know what I'm talking about. You don't. So to keep off the phone, this movie's a rip-off.
You ignorant slut.
Oh, well, he just hung up the other phone. But damn it, don't go see Day of the Dead. That's all I can say. Thank you, and have a good day.
Blood, blood. I want to blood everyone out there. Blood.
Greetings, Mr. Mac and Mr. Wild. This is Alex yet again, and I actually got some sleep last night, so I'm a little more with it this morning. This line is more addicting than heroin. I swear, people left and right I know are hawking their personal belongings just to buy more dimes to stick in their phone so they can stick their phone in their ear. Wait a minute, just off the teletype. This special news bulletin just in. Rich E. Calcom reveals that his brain was removed at an early age and replaced with Quaker instant oatmeal. Further details upcoming. And now I have a very, very bad joke for the morning. It takes place at the Hollywood Bowl, where there is a concert in progress. The Philharmonic is in the process of playing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and everything is great till they're about to take a break at halftime for intermission. The wind starts kicking up fiercely, and their sheet music is blowing all over the place. So the conductor says, hey guys, let's take the break now. Why don't you all tie your scores down to your stands? So he gets out some baling wire and some string, and everybody ties down their scores to their music stands. Well, the bass section of the orchestra says, we've had enough of this. We're going to go out and get loaded. Some of them get drunk, some of them get high, and they stagger back into the place after the intermission's over, completely plastered. So what happens? The poor conductor comes back at halftime, and to his dismay, he finds out the scores are tied and the bases are loaded. What a terrible joke.
Obviously, it would be better with a full orchestra.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it would.
Yeah, William Wild, you're a good guy, but, the more I listen to your line, the more you grow on me. You're a fun guy, but still the greatest guy that phones out. And the line runners have to be Paul Mack, third party line on Al Bernay. But anyhow, I want to leave a comment about a young lady I like quite a bit. I might even idolize her. And a lot of the line callers don't care about this, so they, I'm going to ignore my comment completely, but on October 10th is Tanya Tucker's birthday, and she's one of my favorite entertainers. And she's also a Libra like me, so she's very talented and hasn't gotten as big as she should have. You should try to buy some of her records and listen to them, because they're good. And she sings a little bit, some of her songs. She even tries to sing rock on some of them. Anyhow, keep up the good line, huh? And I'm going to go. God bless you, Paul and William. Time to leave, and I'm taking too long.
Well, troops, the old digital readout on the wall says it's about that time again.
It's about that time again!
I apologize to the callers whose comments were not heard this week. I'll just hang on to them until next week. Iacocca? I mean, okie dokie? Except for Freaky Dave's. Now, I might save that for Halloween. Don't worry, your abusiveness. Your paranoid comments will be played next week. Talk about delusions of Atticus. Speaking of Halloween, though, be sure to call the Wildside Input Line at 818-761-0333. Especially if you know of any Halloween happenings, special events, dance clubs having costume competitions, etc., etc., etc. Maybe it would be interesting to tell us what two or three movies on videotape you'd suggest for a Halloween film fest. Of course, as always, we welcome your jokes, reviews, comments, and whatever at 761-0333. Mr. Fun should be coming home from his Canadian vacation, so call Telefun at 818-882-9524 and listen to Nino say, "Hey," so often you'd wish he'd been eaten by a bear. I want to wish Tanya Tucker and Modesty Blaze a happy birthday. And on a serious note, they say in the business that death comes in threes. The world lost Yul Brynner, Rock Hudson, and the incomparable Orson Welles in a matter of days. Let's hope that death is satisfied for a while. Until next time, this is William Wilde, trying like hell to give life at least a little amusement value, for Paul Mack Presents and Wildside Studios. And thanks for letting me do it in your ear. Idiot.